This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
If you know your local Chamber of Commerce, it's probably as the group that sponsors the town Christmas tree lighting or foots the bill for the kids' softball and baseball jerseys, right? And there is, of course, plenty of that. But the real work of the thousands of nonprofit chambers is to promote and lobby on behalf of local businesses. That lobbying takes different forms depending on the state of the economy. And right now, this economy is in a state of, who knows? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab caught up with a few chamber CEOs to see what's what with them.
Nogales is a little Arizona border town and a big port of entry for Mexican produce and goods. Only about 20,000 people live there, and plenty of them know Olivia Ainsa Kramer.
My daughter doesn't like to go with me to Walmart because I just always run into people. But it's part of the job, and that's what I do. That's why I do it. I love interacting with people. I love talking to people.
The job is president of the Nogales Santa Cruz County Chamber of Commerce. Ainsa Kramer used to spend her days running around town, dropping in on restaurants and hair salons, and finding ways to bring business owners together. COVID changed all that.
We didn't realize how much we thrive on in-person meetings, on going in for a hug. You know, Latinos, we hug and kiss when we see each other. And now not to be able to do that, it's flipped the script in how we operate.
That's not the only thing that's flipped the script. With the border closed, small businesses can't rely on Mexicans coming into town to shop and go to restaurants. So they have to do more to attract local residents, who Ainsa Kramer says tend to favor big retail chains.
As you know, small town folk, you know, they're so stuck in their day-to-day routine that stepping out a little bit outside of the lines is a little bit uncomfortable and just exploring their town.
1,000 miles north in Casper, Wyoming, businesses were hurting before the pandemic hit and made things worse. This is oil and gas country, and energy prices had already been on the decline. Then people pretty much stopped driving. So far, Wyoming has had a relatively low COVID rate compared to the rest of the country. Erin Morgan is executive director of the Casper Area Chamber of Commerce.
The joke out here is, you know, we've been practicing social distancing since we became a state. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, we're pretty spread out.
Still, Casper is the state's second largest city, with an active business district and a steady stream of tourists passing through on their way to places like Yellowstone. It's why a lot of Morgan's job used to be planning big events, like a recent chamber fundraiser.
That was a crab feed. Being landlocked in Wyoming, it's pretty interesting to coordinate all that. But we had about 450 people that came, and the crab was actually flown in the day before from Alaska.
Since COVID, she's gone from coordinating crab to coordinating PPE. The chamber has become a local distribution site for masks and hand sanitizer. With businesses already reeling, restaurant and shop owners want customers to feel as comfortable as possible. Just about everywhere, the work of being a chamber CEO has become as unpredictable as the pandemic itself. When the virus hit, Carl Benson, president of the Minnesota Black Chamber of Commerce, focused on helping Black-owned businesses get their share of PPP loans.
If you don't have a relationship with a bank, at that point, you're not in line at all. You're just not going to get in line.
But since the killing of George Floyd by Minneapolis police and the protests over racism and inequality, Benson's also become somewhat of a diversity advisor. He's been fielding calls from a lot of businesses, including Fortune 500 companies. Minnesota is home to 16, including Target and 3M.
I won't name names, I guess, but it's more, can you come in and talk to our employees about how we should be looking to hire, what this diversity, equity, and inclusion should look like? It's just been one after another. Like, I hang up and pick up another one.
Benson believes some of these conversations could pay off for his members down the line.
You're not only teaching our businesses and learn and educating our businesses and giving them resources and technical assistance, but it's really about, you know, everybody else as well.
Then there are the chambers themselves, which rely mainly on membership dues to stay afloat.
I have an office, I pay rent, I have a staff of 8, you know, we have expenses.
Quincy Hensel runs the Portland Regional Chamber of Commerce in Maine. The town's been slammed by the drop-off in tourism. Hensel's cut people's hours and started offering membership discounts.
Now is not the time for chambers to go away.
So like everyone else, she's just trying to figure out how to keep the doors open. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.